Rawiri Waititi is with us. Congratulations, Rawiri, on a wonderful campaign, and Te Pāti Māori strengthened for this next term, but there's still plenty to do. Nei rā, tumihi kia koe. Hoki mai rā, e ho. Tēnā koe, Rawiri.
Hi, tēnā koe, Dale. Oti rā, kia ora tātou. Yes, it does. Man, I'm glad that's over. But what a lot of mahi to do. But it feels like people campaign over a kind of 3 month period, 4 month period. But it feels like Te Pāti Māori have been campaigning since we first got back 3 years ago. And so we just continue to work hard in our communities, work hard for our people, and ensure that we've got a strong Māori voice in Parliament.
I haven't spoken to you since you lost your mum. So much love to you, Ehoa.
Yeah,
it's been a while since we've had a kōrero. But I do want to acknowledge how this all played out, your savvy use of social media. And, of course, speaking with JT earlier this week, he said that what's occurred was something that was planned for perhaps in one, maybe two electoral cycles. But you've got a chance now with a strengthened hand here. And to be honest, mate, I've got to respect your willingness to climb straight in. Criticism of the Electoral Commission and process is appropriate. Mm. We need to do that. But also your call for some sort of serious intervention here in New Zealand's stance towards what's happening in Gaza. Can we touch on this for a moment? I mean, the thought of a hospital exploding and 500 people being blown to bits, literally. And then we've got the US president there saying, hey, it was an errant militant bomb from Gaza. It wasn't the Israelis. What do you think really needs to happen here?
Oh, look, we need to get stronger on some of the sanctions. We were stronger on Russia, when they went to war with the Ukraine. And my thing is, Dale, I'm concerned that we continue to be kind of like a puppet on a string for the Five Eyes, which is kind of led by the US. And a lot of people wouldn't like this type of corridor, but this is a straight corridor. When you're mana motuhake, I don't want to have strings tied to anybody, whether it's being driven by London, Washington, Paris, Ottawa, wherever the Five Eyes, or even the Canberra. I hate the fact that, that we've got these relationships and that they determine how we see the world, and how actually that we should be playing in regards to our will for and our role in world peace. As Indigenous peoples, we don't want to see atrocities, genocide, or any of those types of things happening anywhere around the world to anybody. And so we're calling for a ceasefire right now. Call for a ceasefire right now. And if not, then we need to start sanctioning, people who are from those particular countries who are holding posts here in Aotearoa, because we did it with the Russians, and we should be doing it, with others who are playing their part in killing innocent people, and especially children.
It's so disappointing. Can we talk about the induction process here? You've already challenged when you first arrived in the big house, Rauri, aspects. I'm thinking of the colonial noose corridor too, and the inability for us to wear our taonga instead of a tie. And then there was some thought that our Taha Māori that we celebrate as we arrive in Parliament, for many, might not have been included into this new induction process that's expected of all new incoming MPs. But it appears that we can't curtail the emotion associated with our cultural norms. And what might you say of the induction process and how that could be refined so it includes cultural concepts much more than it does at the moment?
Yes. So Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the only thing that Te Tiriti o Waitangi has in Parliament is that it hangs at Matangi Rea on one of the walls. And so there's no training for MPs. There's no expectation for the MPs to actually do training on Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And you've actually got leaders of parties, and I'm talking about David Seymour and the like. I want to know how many treaty workshops they've been to. I bet you they've been to none. It's a little bit like some of our people who have their own preconceptions about moko. None of them have been to a moko wahanga, but they've got all the they've got all the opinions about it. It's a little bit like the Te Tiriti o Waitangi. There is not enough training for the Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and especially for MPs. When we go into that particular house, that was consented through to Te Tiriti o Waitangi, that there is no acknowledgement also of it in the oath. You actually are swearing, in order for you to participate in this country's house of, you know, the highest democracy, is that you are only swearing an oath to uphold the mana of the crown in England. You know, so we will be swearing an oath to King Charles and his heirs. There is no acknowledgement of the Te Tiriti o Waitangi. There's no acknowledgement of tangata whenua. I take huge issue with that, and we will continue to challenge in that particular space, and actually watch this space, because we could be coming up with something quite unique as we head into the swearing of the oath in Parliament.
Should the Electoral Commission be investigated? What was your experience when trying to vote? You're loud and articulate and visible about what the rest of our whānau had to endure, long queues running out of some forms, although that is not accepted with the chat I had with Hone from the Electoral Commission earlier this week. He said, well, I don't believe that these polling booths ran out of forms as was suggested. Anyway, your thoughts?
Well, you know, to be dismissive of that also tells me that there's huge issues. So Horne needs to actually go and have a look at and actually do an internal investigation with the Electoral Commission and start to sort this rubbish out, because it's been happening for a long, long time. Absolutely, there were forms run out. I can tell you what, I turned up to do my vote at the Rotorua Mall. Because I didn't have my easy vote card, I was told by the person who met me there, said, oh, can you just wait over there to the side for, I need to talk to my boss to see whether you can still cast a vote, which is absolutely wrong. That was the experience Kitty and I had. Now, if Kitty and I have had that experience, even as a candidate, and people who are quite, you know, experienced and with it in terms of how the electoral processes go, I was wondering how many others were asked to stand aside, and whether, you know, there were issues around them having the opportunity to vote. Here's another issue. You have near on 568,000 special votes still left to be counted. And you've got to ask yourself, why is there 568,000 special votes? That's 20% of the total votes cast last Saturday still waiting to be counted. Because those are the ones that that had issues when they went to the polling booths. I know of an instance where a mother had to go back and say, excuse me, my son has come back and told me that the names we discussed at home as a whānau weren't on his voting paper. They gave him the general voting paper. He was enrolled on the Māori roll, and hence why he didn't see the names that they had discussed as a whānau. So these are some of the things, the issues that our people are facing. I've been told by the people who were at the booths in Te Tiko that, yes, they ran out of paper. They ran out of the voting papers and the special voting papers that should have been afforded to them as a voter. So there's huge issues with the Electoral Commission. I know that they have people there that go through training over a few weeks. We've got 3 years to prepare. But these people are just brought in for a very short time and then gone again. So they're kind of like volunteers, paid volunteers to do the mahi. But in actual fact, they're not actually skilled in this particular space, because they haven't got the time to be able to do that. And we know that for a fact.
What advice are you sharing with the Hana and Takuta as they make their way into the parliamentary environs? You've got the benefit of a term here of experience, and there's some concern, especially for Hana. But I'm sure, as I mentioned during the week, I'm sure that there'll be plenty, yourself included here, who will wrap themselves around Hana till she gets familiar with the processes involved in parliamentary operations. So what have you spoken to these two newbies about?
Oh, look, we've had many a conversation, and, we're all still trying to learn the rules. Hecker, I'm probably the last one to be talking rules when you get suspended in the last the last month of Parliament. But, hey, look, this is not about rules. This is about ensuring that we look after each other. That we continue to be able to find the platforms that we need to ensure you know, our strong, mighty voice is heard in Parliament. And so, yes, we absolutely will be wrapping around Hana, wrapping around Takuta. And the fortunate thing is that we've got 3 years up our sleeve. Unfortunately, when Debs and I made it in, you know, the party had been out of Parliament for 3 years. We had to rebuild the infrastructure inside and outside of Parliament. And so I'm really elated that these two have come in with an infrastructure already built, with two experienced MPs now, with a lot of ex-MPs also giving their, you know, their advice, and also those who have just, you know, been part of the team. I'm talking about Mecca. You've got JT, but also an experienced team working in Parliament who are wrapping around our two. We've also got, we've still got Takutai and Maria Meno, who are still awaiting, you know, the special votes. And I can tell you what, when there's 568,000 special votes out there, those would be our people. Many of those would be, you know, our people who had changed addresses, our people who, you know, had to vote outside of their rohe. And so we're still waiting on those special votes. And I can tell you what, I think people are going to be mildly surprised come November the 4th when those results come in. So this week we had an induction. We had Takuta and Hana, but we also had Takutai and Maria Meno there to ensure that they were part of the process, because come November the 3rd, November the 4th, when those specials come in, I think our people are going to be mildly surprised, and there'll be an increase in seats for Te Pāti Māori.
Thanks very much. All the best. Looking forward to this term. There's going to be plenty, and the opposition will be strengthened. Have you had any discussions with Greens or Labor reps, or are you waiting till you know the full outcome of the special votes, Rawiri?
Yeah, so we won't be having quarrels with anybody until the specials have come. Once those have come, then we know the lay of the land. We know who their representatives are. Then we can, you know, then we can move to having more stronger quarter about how we can be effective in opposition, because we haven't had any discussions with the government, and I don't anticipate them having those discussions with us as they hold us out heading into the election. So, you know, that's not an issue for us. Like I said, we've been in opposition since 1814. We will continue to get the gains that we have. You know, that we have successfully, you know, negotiated and done over many, many years in opposition. That's kind of a matter. That's not an issue for us. And so, yes, we're looking forward to... but my thing is, Dale, I think the left really need to start thinking about how we do MMP better. It doesn't do MMP very well. You know, if Labour got 26% and the Māori Party got all seven seats, that's 26% plus the seven Māori seats. But if Labour got 26% plus the seven Māori seats, they still get 26%. And so, you know, we've got to get better at how we do MMP to ensure our people have a stronger voice, and that the social issues and the good work that's been done over the last 3 years is not lost to a party who will prioritise the market heading forward.
Well, tēnā koe, thanks very much. All the best. Congratulations. We'll still wait and see whether or not Te Pāti Māori's hand is strengthened. Already four, could be five, and it could actually be six. So we'll wait and see. Thanks very much, Rawiri. Always neat talking with you, brother. Tēnā koe.
Awesome, awesome, Dale.
Thank you so much.